GOP senators request to halt Biden Pentagon nominee so FBI can investigate possible leaks of classified information. By Jacob Bliss on April 13, 2021. A group of 18 Republican senators sent a letter requesting to halt Colin Kyle's nomination for a top Pentagon post so the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, can investigate whether Colin properly disclosed classified information after leaving a prior post in government. The group of senators, led by Senator Bill Hagerty, RTN, and Senator Tom Cotton, RR, wrote a letter to the FBI to seek an immediate investigation into Kyle, who is President Joe Biden's nominee for Undersecretary of Defense for Policy. The senators are asking the FBI to determine whether Kyle had improperly disclosed classified information. Colin Kyle's growing record of apparent mishandling of classified information proves his complete lack of qualification to hold one of our nation's top national security positions, Hagerty said in a series of tweets, adding, "These disclosures are extremely concerning and warrant a complete FBI investigation to determine the full scope of the nominee's mishandling of sensitive national security information, apparently for his own perceived political gain." In the letter, the group of senators wrote that Kyle has a proven track record of apparent mishandling of classified information and controlled unclassified information, and his evasive response regarding this issue falls short of the standard required for holding one of our nation's top national security positions. By apparently soliciting or otherwise receiving classified information and controlled unclassified information from U.S. government officials serving in national security roles and repeatedly posting such information on social media websites, the group of senators wrote, Kyle demonstrated disregard for security protocols that are designed to protect our national security interests. The senators believe these actions require the FBI to conduct an additional investigation into Kyle. The senators would like the FBI to investigate Kyle's alleged mishandling of the classified information while also looking into a series of additional questions. After leaving employment in the U.S. government, did Colin Kyle disclose classified information and/or controlled unclassified information on social media, in his news media appearances, or to members of the news media or other persons, including by personally attesting to the existence or veracity of classified information? After leaving employment in the U.S. government, did Colin Kyle communicate with U.S. government officials regarding classified information and/or controlled unclassified information, including the internal processes or activities of the National Security Council or the National Security Council staff? If so, which U.S. government officials were involved? After leaving employment in the U.S. government, did Colin Kyle receive, whether solicited or unsolicited, any classified information and/or controlled unclassified information from U.S. government officials? If so, from which U.S. government officials did he receive such information? Did Colin Kyle violate, or otherwise engage in actions inconsistent with, his classified information non-disclosure agreements with the U.S. government? The list of senators who signed the letter consists of Senator John Cornyn, RTX, Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, Senator Steve Daines, RMount, Senator Tom Tillis, RNC, Senator Mike Braun, RN, Senator Roger Wicker, RMS, Senator Cynthia Loomis, RY, Senator Roger Marshall, RKS, Senator Rick Scott, RFL, Senator Joni Ernst, RYA, Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, Senator Tommy Tuberville, RL, Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith, RMS, and Senator James Lankford, ROK.